One of my favorite parts about hunting is simply sitting in silence, being able to watch and observe nature. Now, you might guess what day I was working on my homily based on the theme. I must first say, the poem I'm about to share, I cannot take credit for. That would be William Carlos Williams, who wrote this poem. And it is called Blizzard. Snow. Years of anger following. Hours that float mightily down. The blizzard drifts its weight deeper and deeper. For 3 days, or 60 years. Then the sun, a clutter of yellow and blue flakes. Hairy-looking trees begin to appear and stand out in long alleys over a wild solitude. The man turns, and there, his solitary track stretched out upon the world. A rather bleak poem, one which seems to indicate that we're walking through this blizzard of life alone. But that's absolutely not the truth. Imagine for a moment, even though we've had to face the reality that winter is here early, even though our news headlines are filled with lots of reasons why we should give up hope. But just imagine that as we face this reality, what would be different if Jesus were here? Well, we probably wouldn't have ongoing headlines about division and election recounts that seem to last for weeks. There wouldn't even be headlines or talk about invading caravans. The destruction of wildfires would be quenched. And, well, that endless topic about Brexit wouldn't even surface. Now, that hope that you have that all of these things and more could be healed, that's the coming spring. That is what we envision the end of time to be. It is not, the world is not, racing towards some cataclysmic, apocalyptic end, but all time is counted. And our counting ends at 34. This is the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. All time is ordered toward God. And while the trees might be heavy with snow, they're bursting with life. That supple green spring is really closer than we could ever imagine. And you know, we too are bursting with life. For despite that poem's solitary journey, we believe and we experience Christ standing at the doors, knocking. For Christ is present among us, walking with us now. He's already spoken to us in Scripture. And in a few moments, when we come forward, stretch out our hands and say amen, he walks with us as we return to that hairy world, as we return to the world filled with headlines of division, but always nurturing our hope that the Lord is with us in God's work, God's grace. Will see us through to the day when all will be one, when all will be as God foresees, and all will know and hear and see and walk